You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome you into the gym class for a brand new week. It is Monday here on KGYM, the 27th of June. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. And check them out, as I mentioned. You can also stop on by one of their many locations around Eastern Iowa, not only up and down the corridor, but of course throughout Eastern Iowa, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports coming up on the program and a whole lot more. Take a look at some Major League Baseball. We've got a Stanley Cup champion and a whole lot more. You're welcome to participate. 319-366-1600. That is our text number. 319-366-1600. That is not only the text number, that is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. Listening in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes, once again, joining me from the back porch of his home on the southwest side as we get into the final week of the month of June. And even preview July coming up on Friday. Of course, a week from today is the 4th of July holiday. We will have Major League Baseball doubleheader action for you next Monday. We will be off. We'll be joining you again coming up next Tuesday. A smorgasbord of things to talk about, Mark. Hope you had a good weekend and a pleasant good afternoon to you.
And to you as well, and everyone. And yeah, talking about the weekend that was and the weekend, the week that is, it really runs the gamut, doesn't it?
What is the famous Gus Schrader line I think we can throw out at this time?
One I stole more than once?
No. I like that, though, but that wasn't the one I was thinking about.
It's all hash today.
There you go. That's it. That's it. It is all hash today, no doubt about that.
Well, good hash, good hash.
It's good hash, but, you know, it's all hash today. And, you know, we are to the point, we're not going to, you know, trick anybody or anything like that. It is the, we have officially started the dog days now. I was talking with Spencer about that when he was leaving the board. I was coming into the board. And, yeah, it is definitely the dog days right now. It is also the season of lists. You know that, Mark? June and July are your prime season for lists. No matter if it's football, top players, blah, 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 basketball, even baseball during the season, you will get lists all over the place at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's certainly not like football and basketball. People always, not always, but occasionally ask me how the show's going. And this time of year, well, it isn't like football and basketball, but you know what? There's enough things to chew on, I think, without having to invent something or whatever. It is a slower time of year, but witness today's show. There's a bit of things to chew on.
There are a lot of things to chew on. 319-366-1600 here on the gym class program for you on this Tuesday here on KGYM. And let's just start things off with the fact that we got a Stanley Cup champion from last night. Congratulations. First win in a couple decades plus for the Colorado Avalanche. I still consider them deep in my heart to be the Quebec Nordiques, but they've been in Colorado a long, long time. So I think, yeah, look it up, kids. Give it a Google. The Quebec Nordiques. Yes, had some good uniforms, some great team colors back in the day. But Colorado wins it in six last night. They win it on enemy ice at Tampa, and they get a skate around with the cup. That's not the – is it good or bad for hockey, Mark, when the biggest story to come out of last night was the fact that Colorado dented the cup during their on-ice celebration?
Well, that was part of the story, that's for sure. And I watched a bit of that game, and you know, Tampa Bay went up 1-0 early, and then Colorado came back and sealed things. I thought it was going to go 7, the game being in Tampa, but not so much. And I can't believe this is the first time Lord Stanley's Cup has been dented.
Oh dear, no. No. You hear all kinds, and there'll be great stories in the offseason. Each player on the winning team, no matter, I mean, it's a vote as far as the team is concerned, but if you are on the team at some point of the season, you do get to spend, or even in the front office or the personnel around the team, what have you, you get to spend a day with Lord Stanley's Cup. And, you know, you've seen all of the great photos over the years, you know, Stanley Cup out on a boat fishing in the middle of a lake, you know, this and that, you know, all sorts of things that we should not even dive into on this particular program or at this time have been consumed out of said Stanley Cup. I hope the caretakers clean it quite a bit after each use. That's all I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I know it made a stop at Cedar Rapids Ice Arena.
Yes, it did.
Not too long ago. And Jeff Johnson, a great sports writer from the Gazette, who we are efforting for tomorrow. And he got to see it. He's a big hockey fan. And his reaction probably was much like ours when Pat Cobb, the Zach Johnson Foundation, brought in the claret jug to the studio. He came in a suitcase, wasn't sure what it was. He opened it up, and there was the claret jug. And many beverages have been consumed out of there, I know.
Even Shane, careful, Shane Lowry.
Careful to handle it, you know. I didn't want to dent it. But two great trophies in sports.
Yeah, in fact, you know, they were talking about the Stanley Cup last night, and maybe, you know, a little discussion point here. What do you think? Is the Stanley Cup the most famous team trophy in all of sports? They were claiming that, and they should, because ABC and ESPN are the caretakers right now. They have the rights to the Stanley Cup final, so they, you know, obviously are going to say that. I gotta think it is. I mean, the Lombardi Trophy is pretty cool. Yes, the trophy to win the NBA Finals, not too bad. Not too bad. The trophy as far as Major League Baseball World Series champion is concerned, with the flags around it, et cetera, et cetera. That is brittle. That could be broken very easily. I got to think that the Stanley Cup is the biggest and most famous trophy in all of team sports.
Well, it was first awarded in 1893, and perhaps they've made different ones over the years to replicate the original. I don't know the entire history, but from a historical standpoint, it's got to be the Stanley Cup. The claret jug isn't far behind, but I'd vote for the Stanley Cup.
Golf and racing have some good ones. Obviously, the BorgWarner Trophy has been around since, I believe, the 1930s. For the winner of the Indianapolis 500, that has been added to with a base. The Stanley Cup has been added to with base as well. And, of course, with the Stanley Cup, all the members of the squad are engraved permanently onto the cup, which I think...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't
know that. Yes. Pretty cool. Pretty cool situation right there. So, yeah, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and... Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I mean, soccer folks would say the World Cup trophy is pretty special. I would agree. Not going to take anything away from that, but I think it's the Stanley Cup, man. And our friend
Jim from Kyoto on the text line, 319-366-1600, got to be the Stanley Cup, but some, as you mentioned, Scott, across the pond would say the World Cup.
Yeah, and I think it's right up there as well. But I would say the Stanley Cup as far as team sports are concerned. We mentioned, you know, the Indy 500. Daytona 500 trophy has been around for a long, long time. Grandfather clocks they give out at Martinsville when you win down there in a NASCAR race. They also give out guitars. Nashville always gave out a guitar. I did not stay up to see the end of the race last night if a guitar is still handed out, but it has been in the past. And what, some other ones out there? Oh, gosh, in the world of golf, you mentioned the Claret Jug, the Wanamaker Trophy. That's been around for a long, long time.
PGA, yeah.
For the PGA Championship. And, yeah, I mean, just iconic trophies up and down the line. 15 past 3 here on the Jim Class. Congratulations to said Colorado Avalanche as they win the Stanley Cup. Not very often in this day and age of 16-team playoffs do you see the team that's favored and the team that was considered the top team in the regular season win, especially in basketball and in hockey. And I think baseball. Football, I think, is by far the biggest percentage of the regular season champion winning the overall championship. I think you see it more in football than any other sport, but doesn't happen very often in hockey and basketball with a 16-team tournament.
Yeah, there's a variety of good teams in hockey. And what about the NBA?
I would agree. Now, I mean, Golden State did not have the best record, but they did come away at the end with championship. Cyclone Tim, thank you very much sending us a photo of the Stanley Cup over the years, Mark, and the bases that have been added. It's also gotten fatter over the years.
And heavier.
Heavier and fatter. Nobody dropped it. No problems with that last night. Those guys are not going to drop the Stanley Cup. The only reason it was dented last night was that coming in to hand it off in the team, hit a little bit of a rough spot in the ice, stumbled a little bit, base came down to the ice, hit it. Everything's fine. It'll get fixed. Don't worry about it. Still a guitar, says 0497. Thank you very much. And 6230 says, how about the Heisman Trophy? Yeah, how about the Heisman Trophy?
Goes back to 1939 with Jay Berwanger, the first winner. That's a cool photo, Cyclone Jim. Thanks.
It is. By the way, is the first Heisman still up in Dubuque? At Dubuque
Senior?
Very well
could be.
It used to be at Dubuque Senior. I'm not positive if it's still up there.
Maybe it was 36. I don't remember. I wasn't around then.
No,
okay?
I wasn't there for it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. So congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. Major League Baseball, need to talk a little bit about that, Mark. A couple of headlines as far as the weekend and going into the month of July. And we're not far away from the Major League Baseball All-Star Break, which is just a few weeks down the line here. And first and foremost, very unusual story with your Minnesota Twins and a change as far as the coaching staff is concerned. Their pitching coach, Wes Johnson, I believe is his name. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Not your pitching coach anymore, Mark.
Well, he is until Thursday, and then he leaves for LSU. He's been hired as LSU's pitching coach. Wes is making $350,000 right now. He will make $750,000 in that position at LSU. And actually, Wes Johnson has a college background. He was at Mississippi State and Arkansas and was the first pitching coach in a long time to be hired out of the college ranks. But kind of an odd move at midseason. We'll see what the Twins do. Currently in first place. Not necessarily due to their pitching, but an unusual move that you don't see in Major League Baseball all too often. unless the pitching coach gets fired.
True. Very, very true. But, yeah, doubling his salary. And that just tells you right there, first of all, how college baseball is pictured in the Deep South and the Southeastern Conference, by the way, this year's College World Series champion resides. Congratulations to the Ole Miss Rebels as they get the College World Series championship in a sweep last night over Oklahoma. And that includes former Gazette Athlete of the Year, Calvin Harris, a proud member of the Ole Miss baseball team and a member of the all-tournament team for the College World Series.
Yeah, he had a terrific series. And interestingly enough, Mississippi was the last team in the tournament and then made a run, obviously, to the championship, beating Oklahoma. Only the second national title in Ole Miss history. The women's golf team won it a few years back, but I found it interesting. Mississippi had never won a men's national championship until yesterday.
Yeah, not very many times, but Mississippi comes away with a championship. But good for them and good for Calvin Harris. He had a terrific World Series, as you mentioned, and it was great to have that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on this Monday here on KGYM. Cyclone Tim, do not bring up bowling in the off season. folks letting us know that they believe it is a replica of the first Heisman Trophy that is up at Dubuque Senior.
Cyclone Tim, by the way, we don't have a trophy, but we have a bowling pin signed by all the team members when last the Rusty Nails won the league championship. And that's going on a few years
which
now.
Will be 10 years coming up. At the end of,
is it that long, man?
2012-2013. So we as we mentioned, we angered the bowling gods that night because we had our picture taken after we clinched. You remember that?
Yeah, people weren't too happy about that.
They were not happy about that. We committed a bowling faux pas. who knew there was such a thing?
We hadn't been there before. We didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. 319-366-1600. We may never know again. Maybe we got a Red Sox thing going. And speaking of baseball and speaking of professional baseball, remember about a month ago when we were bemoaning the fact that the Boston Red Sox had one of the worst records in the American League, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Not so much anymore. Red Sox, after the first 30 games of the season. Since that mark, the Red Sox have the second best record in Major League Baseball, have now moved 11 games over 500, still 11 games in back of their arch rival New York Yankees, but the Red Sox have moved past Toronto into second place in the American League East, and they have the third best record in the American League at this point.
Yeah, it's quite a move by Boston, and we just, you know, it didn't take a genius to analyze that lineup. I mean, they have three hitters in the top 10 in average in the American League, and now they've just ramped things up even more, as you mentioned, in playoff, solid playoff contention right now. And the Yankees, despite being no hit over the weekend, showed few signs of letting up. Aaron Judge with a big home run again yesterday. But Boston clicking off a lot of wins.
Yeah, they are. Boston getting it done. No doubt about that. Is the Red Sox moving into second, and who knows? Maybe we're headed for a Red Sox-Yankee showdown as far as the playoffs. Still a lot of baseball prior to that.
Houston on line one.
Yeah, the Astros with a 10.5 game lead. Right now, I mean, like it or not, as far as the American League is concerned, the do we even call it a race? I know CBS Sports called it a crawl for the American League Central title. yeah. I mean, the White Sox can't play worse baseball or have more people injured. Still only 5.5 games out of this thing right now.
Well, the cream of that is at the top of the American League between New York, Houston, and maybe you can throw Boston in there now. But in the Central, they're going to fight till the end who wins the division. And I don't know who to pick among the three, Minnesota, Cleveland, and Chicago. But the Twins at Cleveland for a big five-game series in 4 days beginning tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting before we get into the month of July. White Sox going to the West Coast, where they've been just awful over the last few years, and we'll take on the LA Angels starting up. National League, before we get to Mark and an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update here. National League, the Mets with a five-game lead over Atlanta, Philadelphia. They are over 500. They are eight out. Brewers, one game up on St. Louis right now in the National League Central as Milwaukee has climbed back on top of that division. Dodgers and the Padres getting ready to go at it. I believe at Dodgers Stadium, Dodgers lead the Pods by two games in the National League West right now. And the Giants have they've fallen back a little bit, so 6.5 games back, but still in there as far as things are concerned in the National League West. We'll talk more baseball coming up. We'll give you the latest as far as the All-Star voting is concerned. And I've got an interesting question to pose based on shenanigans yesterday from the Angels-Mariners game. Maybe the Angels will get like three or four guys suspended for the White Sox series. Could happen.
Null appeal.
True. True. First game coming up tonight, Lucas Giolito against Syndergaard over in Los Angeles as far as that one is concerned. All right, we need to get it to Mark for an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update here as we come your way at 3:26. And, of course, it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock. It would be a beautiful night to be out on the patio tonight at Emil's. Stop on by and say hi to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody at Emil's Hideaway. What do we have in the scoreboard?
No afternoon baseball in Major League in the major leagues today, so we'll turn to a little golf. The John Deere Classic is this week, beginning Thursday. It has lost its highest-ranked player. Daniel Berger has withdrawn due to an injury. On the Senior Champions Tour, the U.S. Senior Open contested in Pennsylvania, and Iowan Jeff Schmid tied for 33rd and made $19,000. Schmid is the teaching pro at Brown Deer, former Kennedy Cougar, and Iowa Hawkeye. Big recruiting weekend for Iowa, and we may talk about this a little bit later, but a football team has received a commitment from Trevor Lauk out of Indianapolis. He's a four-star offensive lineman. He is committed in the class of 2023. And finally, happy birthday goes out to former Iowa basketball coach George Raveling. George is 85 today.
Awesome. And wish the best for George. What a guy. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful individual. And
probably in a warm-up suit reading a book.
Probably. No doubt about that. Yeah, that Luke out of Roncalli in Indianapolis, which is a heavy hitter as far as the prep ranks in the state of Indiana, 6'6", 290, four-star. Iowa beat out some pretty good teams, pretty good Power 5 teams to get his services. And, of course, the big one out there still is Caden Proctor, the five-star, which has his college choices down to Iowa and Alabama. And no official decision has been made yet. He took his official visit to Iowa this past weekend. He has been there many, many times. And, gosh, there are a few people out there reporting that they feel good. Sources are telling them, like David Eichholt, who you guys had on last Tuesday, you and Spencer, saying that he's one that's reporting he feels pretty good about Proctor making a decision to stay somewhere closer than T-Town.
Yeah, surely this news will come out one day at 6:05 p.m.
Very, very true. Coming up on 3:30, we're going to get you weather update. We'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about baseball. We'll get to golf as well and more about the weekend in sports. When we return, you're listening to The Gym Class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union for this Monday right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have a beautiful rest of the day today with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Temperatures are going to be climbing up to a high around 80 this afternoon. Later on tonight, we'll have clear skies and we'll drop down into the mid-50s. Should be feeling nice and comfortable with that low humidity in place. Tomorrow, the humidity goes up a smidge. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll be a little warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s, and then we'll be up around 90 Wednesday and Thursday with some more mugginess in place. That's your latest weather first forecast.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean hope desk?
Hope desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope, you get help now.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Save 11% on all your outdoor storage needs at Menards. Suncast offers a variety of outdoor storage sheds to keep your gardening tools, bicycles, and outdoor equipment organized and protected with their reinforced walls and floors, metal hinges, and lockable handles. Get peace of mind with the 11% off all Suncast storage sheds now at Menards. Good through July 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with expertise and tools with Windows 11 to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. To do more with a Latitude laptop, Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
We are back on The Gym Class for a Monday here at KGYM. Scott and Mark with you, Ben on the other side of the glass. Tomorrow, now confirmed, Mark, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will join us coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. Wednesday will be our biweekly edition of Caddy Smack on The Gym Class. Looking forward to talking golf with Brian Haas. There is golf news today. We will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But to continue as far as baseball is concerned, a few more things to take a look at, Mark. Number one, the latest All-Star voting standings are out in the National League and the American League as we look ahead to the Fall Classic coming up in gosh, just a couple, 2 or 3 weeks.
July 19th, that is, at Dodger Stadium. And we're in the first phase of voting. That is fan voting. It will continue through the 30th, which is Thursday, I guess. And then start the second phase, during which fans will vote for the starter among the top two vote-getters. And right now we have the top two vote-getters at each position in each league.
Yeah, we do. Injuries don't matter, apparently, and that's fine. It's an exhibition. There's nothing on the line as far as the All-Star game is concerned, like there used to be with home field advantage for whichever league won. We don't have that anymore, you know, like Manny Machado, for example. But Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals leads at first base over Pete Alonso, the polar bear for the New York Mets. Wilson Contreras of the Cubs leading Travis d'Arnaud. Of the Braves at the catcher spot. Trey Turner leading at shortstop over Dansby Swanson. Your outfield right now, Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuna Jr., and Jock Peterson. And Bryce Harper, your DH in the National League. Judge, Trout, Springer, can you win some games with that outfield?
I believe you could.
Not bad. Not bad. Jose Altuve, who I still can't get over in a Yankee uniform, is at second base. Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays at first base. Bo Bichette leading Tim Anderson right now at the shortstop position as far as the American League is concerned. Interestingly enough, Alvarez of the Astros leading Shohei Ohtani of the Angels by a pretty wide margin as far as voting early in the designated hitter spot is concerned.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a year, though, and as Ohtani has, there's some very interesting 1-2 at various positions. And as Spencer and I talked about last week when the first round of voting came out, the leading hitter in the American League, yep, I'm a Twins fan, by the way, is nowhere to be found. On the ballot at first base.
Does that surprise you, though?
No, because he doesn't have a position, and he's not going to beat out Vlad Guerrero, no matter if he's hitting 400. And I don't know if he beats out Ty France from the Mariners, but this is a utility guy who has played first, second, third, outfield, whatnot, doesn't really have a position. So is there a spot for a utility guy? He'll get on the team. At some point, but he's not going to be voted in.
No, and he will make the team. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. Everyone has to have a representative. You know, that is to be debated on. I like it because it is an exhibition game. It keeps everybody interested as far as each team is concerned. I'm an old school guy, though, Mark, as you know. I think you are as well, and I like to see every team represented. I always enjoyed watching Harold Baines get his one at-bat where he hit the first pitch for 6 or 7 years in a row with the White Sox. So,
yeah.
You know from where I speak, correct? With one
Hall
of
Famer Harold Baines, you mean, right?
There you go. There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And 1900 on the text line, going back to the College World Series, and we congratulated Calvin Harris and Ole Miss, but they're letting us know, if you have not seen this, look up Ole Miss student section beer shower. It's hilarious. It happens when an Ole Miss player hits a home run. Yeah, it is funny. It is funny. Right.
They
there.
Had a ton of people there.
Did they win the jello shot thing? I think they did, right?
I lost track of that, Scott.
I wasn't keeping official track. I know the bar in Omaha that has that does keep track of it. Workers there have to be so happy.
Yeah.
Hey, can you go over and change the board again? But it's fun for Omaha for those 2 weeks. Certainly is the case out there. Hey, I wanted to bring this up to you and the rest of our listeners, Mark. And that, of course, what was it, yesterday? We had I hate to say it, good fight because I, you know, I don't like to see that. Yeah, but it does happen. And the Angels and the Mariners had a dandy yesterday. Usually when you have a baseball fight, there's a lot of, you know, grabbing and dancing and not a whole lot of substance to it. This one had a little something to it. There was some, there were a lot of punches thrown, et cetera, et cetera. There's going to be some suspensions coming out of this. We'll see if that will impact the Angels game versus the White Sox or the series that gets underway against the White Sox in Anaheim coming up tonight. But as far as baseball brawls were concerned, that one, that was an upscale one yesterday.
It was indeed. And while we talked earlier today, you had a pretty good, actually a humorous take on this thing.
I do. And if you have a comment, love to hear your take on it at 319-366-1600. Okay. So you've got it starting, escalating, benches empty. All right. You know it's a pretty good fight when the bullpens get into it. And you've got everybody in a dead sprint from the bullpen coming in to wherever the scrum is. My question is this, and now in most major league parks, including yesterday in Anaheim, the bullpens are right next to each other for the teams. So you've got the bullpens on a dead sprint going to the fight scene. Why don't they just take one step on the field in the bullpen and just start going at it? Why are they going all the way down to the to the scrum there, and then they go at it? I mean, they're right next to each other coming in, right? And they just want to brawl with their teammates.
So you're in the brawl, right?
Okay, I guess, but isn't that kind of weird? I mean, it's been happening since the dawn of time in baseball, but it just, something hit me yesterday. Why? Okay, they're coming in from the bullpen. They're running 270 feet, whatever. And they're not even looking at one another until they get around their teammates. Then it's time to go.
That is a bit odd.
Give the people in the outfield something, man, for the cheaper seats. Get them out there. Let's have the bullpens go at it out there before they even get to the main scene. Right? Am I wrong about this? 319-366-1600. Has anyone else ever had that thought? Or am I just...
I didn't know you brought it up today, but it is. You're quite right. It's an odd scene. And who should be suspended? Just the guys that are throwing punches? I mean, don't leave the bullpen.
Well, you have to because
even
that's
though
your,
even though you're part of the team,
that's your team, man.
I don't know.
You got to come in and support your teammates. If you don't, that you're not a good teammate. Unwritten rules of baseball, Mark, or any team sport, but especially baseball. Unwritten rules. We could have a whole week-long discussion about unwritten rules, as far as baseball is concerned. We got a few people weighing in. Yes, and this, you know, I thought of this as well, 4007. They wouldn't be defending their teammates, and they're going where the fight starts is what I've always thought. And that's probably it. But, if it's a good one, I mean, wouldn't you just go right on the warning track there? I think that'd be neat, interesting. They run out for moral support, Mark. Yeah,
Adam. And actually, it was the pitchers that were hitting the batters, right? So the pitchers are going to defend the pitchers, right?
Sure. Adam the Mason has it. Maybe the benches should empty and they all should run to the bullpen. You've never seen a fight start in the bullpen, have you? Never. There's got to be some jawing going back and forth, especially when things start to escalate. I know that. So, yeah, there you go. Stand together and fall together, says Ann. It's a unity thing more than anything else. So you just disregard everybody that's in a different colored uniform as you run 250 to 270 feet until you get down to where the fight is taking place. And then it's, you know, all hands on deck.
Some sports you can't leave the bench.
True.
In a fight, I mean, but it's almost tradition in baseball, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just, but it just, I don't know. Like I said, it just dawned on me yesterday that these guys are running right next to one another and they don't, I mean, are they talking the whole time? I would assume that it would be, interesting. It would be great to see the bullpens go at it on the warning tracks all over center field. not enough supervision out there. At least they're doing the right thing and allowing, you know, the bullpens to come into the main area. And, you know, that way Major League Baseball has it a little bit easier as far as dissecting who's going to get suspended and whatnot. I'm sure they're going through that film with a fine-tooth comb. And again, I don't want to make light of this, but it was, and that was a pretty darn good brawl yesterday as far as brawls go in baseball. Usually, like I said, they're kind of more dancing than anything else. There were swinging hits in that one yesterday.
Yeah, and baseball players and teams have long memories, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the next time these teams hook up, mark your calendar.
They have memories like an elephant out there, most of them anyway. 319-366-1600 at 346 here in the gym class program on KGYM. Fisticuffs, Ant says. It was fisticuffs. It was a kerfuffle on the field at Anaheim yesterday. So there you go. There's baseball. One piece of college football. It's not official news as of yet, Mark, but it is being talked about. It has been reported by a few different sources as far as internet land is concerned. And that deals with non-conference schedules for Iowa and UNI in the future. And we were just talking about this on Friday.
We were indeed. According to FBschedules.com, a really good scheduling site, pursued public records for, I believe, UNI, and came up with this information that Iowa and UNI will play football September of 2026. It will mean a $700,000 guarantee for UNI. These two teams have not met since 2018. And interestingly enough, UNI's schedule in 2026 also includes Iowa State. It will mark the first time that you and I will play both Iowa and Iowa State in the same season.
You are going to see that more and more, though, with the FCS teams, just due to the fact their athletic budgets have to be supplemented by those particular games. And the bigger the budgets get, the more money you need, you're going to start to see FCS teams with a couple of FBS games in the non-conference. And it does not hurt those teams. In fact, it probably helps them more than it hurts them. It gives you the opportunity to play well against an FBS team. Can I say Division I and 1AA makes it easier? But it helped. I mean, the 1AA teams are not, as far as their playoff standing, put down for losing to 1A teams. In fact, they get a little bit more love if they play well against a 1A or FBS team. See how confusing this is? FBS team. And I think with basketball, a lot less games between mid-majors and majors due to the quad system. Discuss on your own about the merits of that. You're going to see more of these football. The teams that have football teams that are mid-majors and FCS schools, they're going to play a couple of these teams a year. They have to keep afloat.
Well, it's already happening because Northern Iowa has a series scheduled with the Air Force. It has games scheduled with UNI. It has scheduled a game at Nebraska, followed by a trip to Hawaii So you and I already, now with the Iowa game, you know, looking at the bottom line, and you make 700K here, 600K there, and FBS teams need the FCS teams need the FBS Division II. One double A.
Let's go back to that. I would agree. 3:49, and we're going to take a break, come back, get a little golf news in before the top of the hour. Alex and Todd in the on-deck circle, and they are waiting for their show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. More on the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like, why do people say it goes without saying and then say it anyway? I mean, if it really goes without saying, you should instead not say it and just give a knowing look?
Well, folks, it goes without saying.
What does?
The thing that I'm not gonna say.
Okay.
Switch and save with GEICO. It's easier than you think.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Back on the Gym Class to wrap things up here on KGYM. And if you missed anything on the show today, our podcast will be available very soon after we wrap things up at 4 o'clock. And you can get to that at kgymradio.com. You can get all of our podcasts of our local shows, Spencer on Sports from 2 to 3, our program from 3 to 4, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 6. Just go to our website, choose one of those, play the podcast, or you can go to Apple or Spotify. By the way, public congratulations from me to Patrick and Brittany Mahomes announcing their second baby is on the way. So go get him, Patrick. There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the program on KGYM.
Go Patrick.
Yeah. Well, as far as football, man. Football. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. 31-91. You and I did do that a couple of played two FBS teams prior, or in the past, I should say. Played Iowa and Wisconsin the same season of 2012. Also played Iowa and Hawaii in 2014. Correct.
Yeah, I think beat Iowa State and then played Wisconsin off its feet.
Yes, they
for
did.
Three quarters. Yeah.
Yes, they did. And but I think you're going to see more and more of that. More and more of that down the line. Golf from this past weekend. It was a big, big weekend. Padraig Harrington winning the U.S. Senior Open. That being played at Saucon Valley in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And Inji Chung winning the Women's PGA Championship at Congressional outside of Washington, D.C. That was a bizarre finish. Lexi Thompson had the lead, could have won her first event in 3 years. And Mark, if you're a golfer, you've been through exactly what Lexi Thompson is going through right now and over the past couple of years, and that is the four-letter word that begins with a Y and ends with an S with a putter in your hand, and she's got it right now.
She's fought it for a while, and she missed three or four putts inside 3 or 4 feet, and most of them didn't even hit the hole, and that's the reason she lost.
We don't like to say that word. If you're a golfer,
hips and shanks are not good. No,
you don't want to say it. You just don't want to say it because it's like Beetlejuice. You say it too many times, it's going to appear, and that's not what you want. But
that's how, like, hiding a no hitter. Come on.
I guess. But yeah, that was too bad. But good job by Inji Chung. She won it. Xander Schauffele gets the win at the Travelers yesterday, and that was a bizarre finish. Sahith Theegala, who was one of the top rookies on the PGA Tour, second time this year, had a chance to win an event, took a driver off of the 72nd hole, put it underneath the lip of a bunker, and tried a heroic shot, didn't work, and Xander Schauffele wins his first individual title in a few years. He did win the Olympic gold medal a couple years ago, did win the team event with Patrick Cantlay earlier this year at New Orleans, but this was an individual title. And it's all leading up to the deer this week. Webb Simpson, the top player in the field as far as the deer. The Gala is in the field at the John Deere Classic. That's if you want to go over there and follow somebody, that's a lot of fun. Sahith Theegala is your guy, Mark.
He's going to be a winner and a star, I think, out of Pepperdine. He's already a fan favorite. Super nice guy. Great interview. And the other story out of that tournament was the finish by the amateur, Michael Thorbjornsson, out of Stanford, finishing fourth.
Was in second place for a while and then had a couple of holes. I think that it all hit him. And of what could possibly take place. But he did a remarkable job. That guy is quite a talent.
Yeah, he is. He's only 20 years old, and as I said, still at Stanford. So maybe he'll turn professional sooner than later. A couple other players have jumped to the LIV Tour. Excuse me. To the LIV Tour. And the reception for that crew out there in Portland has been really cool. They don't like this tour out there.
They do not. In fact, they're talking about protests in the small town where this golf course is, just outside of Portland. Very prestigious golf course, but members have quit their membership over this coming in. Still not very popular right now, but we shall see. Matthew Wolf, who won couple years ago in his rookie year up at Minneapolis in the 3M Open. He of the very unusual swing and hitting it a long way, although it has not been straight over the last couple of years. He is off to that tour. And one more, Mark, and the name is
Carlos Ortiz.
Carlos Ortiz is also off to the LIV Tour. So, yeah, we'll see. That comes up this week. They will have their team draft coming up midweek, and their field of 48 will be over there. There was a full-page ad in the, I believe, the New York Times that the LIV Tour took out, promoting the tour, promoting golf, promoting that they are promoting golf around the globe. But we'll see the reception in America coming up this week. And if you have a chance, great opportunity to go see really good pros at the John Deere Classic. Take some, if you got youngsters out there interested in golf, take them. They will be hooked on that, and they will fall in love with the game. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will join us coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the program, and looking forward to that. We'll be back with you at 3. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Mark, have a good night.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union on KGYM.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath and Shower show you how to turn that old bath into